Sudan braces for unrest over a possible indictment of its president. An uneasy calm hangs over Nigeria in the wake of deadly riots. And Christian training centers encounter many obstacles in Cuba. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The International Criminal Court says it'll announce on March 4th its decision on whether or not to issue a warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. He's accused of masterminding the Darfur genocide that's killed thousands. President of Kids Alive International, Al Laki, is in Sudan, where they operate three children's homes. He says all relief groups are preparing for the worst. Kids Alive is, too.
For our homes, they're going out to buy extra food, much like you would if there was a crisis coming, you know, or bad weather or something. So we're trying to prepare. Our staff, our Western staff, will be out of here by Saturday.
While they're watching carefully, Kids Alive plans to build two more homes because thousands of kids are orphaned.
Everybody needs a foundation of a family or a home. We give them the education and the stability, the love, but we also want to meet their spiritual needs so they have the same eternal hope that we all have as believers in Jesus Christ.
Donations are needed. Go to our website to get connected. Next, an uneasy calm hangs over the Nigerian city of Bauchi, mainly because the area remains under a dusk-to-dawn curfew. Deadly riots erupted on Saturday that left thousands displaced, 14 dead and 100 in the hospital. International Christian Concern and Open Doors say there's still concern that sectarian riots could rival the massacres in nearby Jos. It appears Muslim extremists were targeting Christians, and that has caused ministry in the region to slow. Pray boldness and wisdom for the Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. WorldServe Ministries has thought of creative ways to spread the gospel in Cuba. WorldServe's Ken Leggett says,
we are looking at doing several conference centers or training centers throughout the island, up to four, in fact, where we will be able to conduct leadership training and mentorship programs, discipleship programs, and even some youth camps. So we're working towards strategizing with the church there how we can best come alongside them and assist them and support what they're already doing, but to do it even more effectively.
Cuba's government doesn't look kindly on Christian activities, so it might be kind of hard to get building permits to get the center started. Funding will also be an issue.
Bags of concrete even are horrendously expensive. I believe the cost was 20 CUC, which is about $20 for a bag of concrete. It's prohibitive to build just due to funds.
To learn more about how you can help in Cuba, visit our website. We turn next to an upcoming summit by the Christian Alliance for Orphans. Alliance member Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says it's a way to get the word out about the needs of the orphans around the world.
People have found out about us at the summit, and then the next thing you know, we're building churches and we're making a difference in communities. We've got orphanages that now have support and children that are coming to know the Lord.
The Alliance's mission connects need with action and the hope of Christ.
The theme of this summit is "In You, the Fatherless Find Compassion." And it's so important that God's people understand how it takes them to make a difference.
Taylor says support is critical.
The economy is affecting the least of these in a major way. Now more than ever, we need ministries, churches, lay people that have that tug on their heart to come and network and make a difference for orphan children.
Registration is open now. Go to our website for details. And AMG International's St. Luke's Hospital in Greece has doubled in size, and they're seeing a record number of patients now, too. In addition to medical help, those who come have the opportunity to experience the spiritual healing of Christ. And for that reason, Hope for Europe, an evangelical network promoting activities that advance the cause of Christ, chose them as one of three recipients for the 2008 Hope Award. A delegation from Hope for Europe will officially present that award March 18th. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider to be their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.